This is the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. Congress is on a spring break, but Representative John Faso from Kinderhook still is not holding traditional town meetings or even announcing where he's going. Friday, April 21st, he does have an event, though it costs money to get in. Anyone willing to spend $1,574.49 can sit at a VIP table with Faso, Sheriff Butch Anderson, and State Senator Terrence Murphy at O'Connor's Public House Pauling at 6 Broad Street in Pauling, 6:30 p.m., April 21st. Paul Wiseman reports in the Daily Freeman that manufacturing may be slowing in New York State, though factory hiring still seems strong. The Federal Reserve Bank of New York's Empire State Manufacturing Survey fell to 5.2 in April from 16.4 in March. The survey had reached a two-year high of 18.7 in February. Despite the drop, the survey found that New York manufacturers are currently optimistic about business conditions. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. While President Trump is the first U.S. leader in 40 years not to share his tax returns with the people, New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand released her taxes ahead of the nationwide April 18th tax deadline. Gillibrand has her 2007 to 2016 tax returns on her website, gillibrand.senate.gov. Matt Coyne reports for the Journal News that the April 12th Haverstraw CSX train accident got U.S. Senator Chuck Schumer out, warning that it could be a train of oil that crashes next time. Quote, "We were lucky at Wednesday's accident, but it should be a shot across the bow. It should be a warning shot," Schumer said April 17th at the Rockland County town. Quote, "We've seen accident after accident. Praise God we haven't seen such a serious explosion, but one day we will," end quote. Oil trains and oil barges are carrying more highly explosive material along the Hudson River now, and the Pilgrim Pipeline is proposed to run alongside I-87, just west of the river. Schumer said he wants the Department of Energy and Department of Transportation to finalize and implement oil stabilization standards, doing preliminary refining work in North Dakota before the oil is shipped, trucked, railed, or pipelined through New York. Read the full story in the Journal News. And on April 17th, Governor Andrew Cuomo unveiled a 2018 campaign logo and named Bill Murrow his campaign chairman for re-election. No other Democrats or Republicans have announced yet that they are running against him. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.